Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Top Pages of Football here on this Total Request Thursday. Final hour of the program. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up later in the hour by Carmen, Fox Sports Radio, longtime friend. Talk to him about real and fantasy football. American League East report coming up in a couple of minutes. Orioles about to take on the Mariners before the rain hits in downtown Baltimore. But the Baltimore Ravens take on the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday, September 28th. Late afternoon game, one of those America's Game of the Weeks at Arrowhead. And, you know, on the surface, you're like, it's a tough game. Always is. Kansas City, Baltimore, you know, marquee matchup, usually that particular Sunday, Thursday, Monday, or whenever they play. But Nolan, new intrigue, it seems, added to this Chiefs-Ravens game in regards to the legal process.
Right. Rashee Rice, that's the whole situation we're talking about here. I mean, he's been kind of waiting for what his discipline's going to be. His role in a multi-car crash that took place in Dallas during the 2024 offseason. Again, this has gone through the judicial system, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I say that all the time here. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years probation, although with a deferred adjudication. The case will be dismissed if he completes the probation. All this to say, typically, when a player gets in trouble like this and puts himself in position to get suspended, those suspensions are handed out this time of year or a couple months ago. Justin Tucker comes to mind. And they start serving that suspension week one to whatever. Jordan Addison.
Yep.
He's got his suspension we talked about earlier. It's 3 weeks, first 3 weeks of the season. Well, Rashee Rice is not going to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL until September 30th, 2 days after they play the Ravens, a month into the season, 4 weeks into the season.
Wow.
This is strange to me because, again, this car accident didn't happen last week. We're not still gathering facts here. We're not waiting on the police involvement. That part of it has already been completed. Why the difference here for him compared to other players? It's very strange. And I'm not calling conspiracy against the Ravens in particular. But
they
if you
are
do
out
look,
to get us.
You do look, of course. You do look at the first 4 weeks, though. They'll play the Chargers, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Ravens. So three very tough games in there.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, Nolan. Be mm-hmm. totally. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're Harvey, you just say, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And he'll probably be ruled out for four games probably after that. Who's the next four, Nolan?
Next four after that, Jacksonville, Detroit, Vegas, Washington. So two tough ones there, Detroit, yeah. Washington.
So I don't know why they would wait. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the accident happened last summer, over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And due process has already taken course through the legal system.
He pleaded guilty.
Yeah. What the bleep? What are you waiting for? If Justin Tucker was still a productive member of the Ravens organization, Harbs would be, he's getting 10 games. I mean, the allegations are very serious. Yeah. And I guess based on the investigations that the NFL did, they justify the suspension. But it kind of came down quickly. Jordan Addison, his was another automobile-related incident, right? 3 games for the Vikings. Hey, if Justin Jefferson can't go, dealing with a hammy, hey, J.J. McCarthy, have fun with your two best receivers not on the field. Yeah, what's all the hubbub here? Rashee Rice.
If it's any other team, no one's really talking about it, but it is that Chiefs factor. Uh-huh. I mentioned conspiracy on it. People like to dive in here a little bit, dig beneath the surface.
But that's more referees, officials on the field, isn't it? I mean, or the league offices. I mean, the Hunt family, historically, has got a lot of pull. Hey, Lamar Hunt, name the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it'd be like, hey, Roger, could you wait until September 30th? Because we've got these 4 games.
Yeah, it is the America's game of the day.
Yeah.
At 4:25. The conspiracy's in. I don't think they're out to get the Ravens, but it is curious. I think it's fair to say that.
And also, no offense to Rashee Rice. He's still a young player. His career hasn't really even gotten off the ground yet. But it's not like we're talking about, you know, Travis Kelce or an established future Hall of Famer here. I mean, he's a fine player. He's not a great elite player. Like, why are we protecting him?
Well, because Rashee...
He's not drawing eyeballs to the Chiefs. People are tuning in to watch the Chiefs play for Mahomes, Kelce... So on, so on.
I'm not Rashee mistaken, Rice. Though, and he's having a really good camp, he's kind of the guy.
Yeah, and Marquise Brown has a sprained ankle. Where's Matt Locke when you need him? It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan NFL Lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Nolan McGraw just tuning in. Commanders Ravens scrimmage, or the joint practice rather, scheduled for next week, no longer happening. Logistics have played a part in it.
Yeah, I'm a little, because. For the Ravens starters, that's what bothers me a little bit because, we got Buffalo 3 weeks after that. Would have been nice to have some.
But who do you think pulled the plug? Because we just talked to Brian Wacker, where John Harbaugh loves these joint practices because the starters, and same, I guess, with Quinn and DC, they don't play in the preseason. Yeah. Who do you think initiated the logistical issues all of a sudden that they probably already knew about?
I'm guessing, Quinn probably saying, oh, we don't get back from Cincinnati till 2 a.m. Then my players are off on Tuesday. Then we come back on Wednesday, and then we got a scrimmage again Thursday. I don't know, because your starters are not playing in the preseason games. But the logistics stuff, the travel, I guarantee is a pain in the ass.
But didn't they already know this? It's not like this is not a thing that has just been created in the last month and a half. This has been scheduled for quite some time.
I guess that's something, Bob, we probably find out in off the record.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to be a public knowledge sort of thing. But, legit, we all know what a pain in the ass driving to D.C. or Ashburn, Virginia can be. 495 is an unkind road.
And Ashburn's down there, past Reston and all that.
Orioles right now, I know it's NFL lunch. 2 out, top of the first. Jackson just hosed. Naylor trying to stretch a single into a double. Hell of a throw, by the way. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles go for the series win. Gunner with the sweep tag. And you're meat. By the way, I'm doing it on replay, so I don't think I'm violating. The old saying, rebroadcast copyright, Major League Baseball, and the unauthorized youth.
Nobody would have known. You just, nobody, if you
didn't say. Yeah, I kind of downed on myself, didn't But anyway, that's going to do it for NFL Lunch. We'll come back. American League East report what happened in the division last night, give you an updated look at the standings, and talk about today's schedule. And then we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon for Fox Sports Radio. What's going on with these young quarterbacks, second-year guys that you should really be all in on in regards to your fantasy?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Football team.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles right now taking on the Seattle Mariners series finale. Orioles could win the series with a win after they came. Well, they were up, then it got tied, then Jackson Holliday walks it off. First walk-off win of the year for the Birds of Baltimore. Bottom of the second, Holliday at the plate. Seattle goes, I don't want to say three up, three down, because Naylor got a base hit, and then Jackson threw him out at second base. But it's Holliday, Westberg, Henderson, Mountcastle, Mayo at first. Johnson, Jackson, Carlson, Jackson. No Adley in the getaway game before the Birds head to Houston, taking on the Astros tomorrow there. Tomo Sugano is on the hill for the Birds of Baltimore. But the Orioles with the win break a three-game losing streak, and they end Seattle's eight-game winning streak. But elsewhere in the division, in the American League East, Twins taking on the Yankees, and Roger Clemens' son, that's his official name, Roger Clemens' son got a big hit for the Twinkies.
Line drive right center field, that's a base hit for Clemens. Buxton will score. Keyshaw to third base. He's going to try and score. Bobbled in right center. On his way to third base is Clemens. He'll slide it safely, and the Twins have a 3-1 lead.
That's Twins TV. That's Kobe Clemens with the two-run hit. Lewis and Keyshaw, their young prospect, both drove in runs. Joe Ryan, won his 12th game. He's a studly guy. I'm surprised the Minnesota actually kept him around, because he would have fetched a little bit. 12-5 since record, 4-1 final score. The Yankees do, however, take 2 out of 3 in that series. Cubs against the Blue Jays last night. And a former Terp breaking out of the whipping stick.
Swing and a ball drill down the left field line towards the corner, and it's gone. Max Shaw, a solo homer on a liner to left, and the Cubs have taken a 2-0 lead.
Marquee Sports on the call. Matt Shaw, his 10th home run. Bush goes deep as well. Cade Horton pitched well enough to get his 7th win. 4-1. Final score, Chicago over the Blue Jays. Astros taking on the Red Sox, and a couple of Astros enjoyed the power display.
Pena hits it deep to left field towards us, and it's gone into the Crawford boxes. JP3 visits us here in the Crawford boxes for a 1-0 lead.
The second best shortstop to ever come out of Maine, next to Mike Bordick. Pena at Sports City TV on the call, Sports Network. He goes deep. Diaz goes deep as well. Hunter Brown picked up his 10th win of the season, 4-1. Houston beats the Red Sox, and in the process takes 2 out of 3 and reclaims first place in the AL West, because the Orioles beat the Mariners last night. And out west, Rays taking on the A's, and another former Terp hitting another home run.
He goes on 3-2. Left center field. That thing found another gear. And gone! A 2-run homer for Brandon Lowe, and it's 6-0 Rays.
FanDuel on the call. Caminero hit his 30-bazillionth home run of the season. Brandon Lowe, an all-star from a Maryland star. He hits another one. 8-2 was the final score. Rasmussen picks up his 10th win of the year as the Rays take 2 out of 3. From the A's out there in Sacramento. Only a couple of games on the schedule in the division today. Cubs at Toronto, 3:07, and the Orioles and the Mariners underway as we speak. Westberg's on second, one out, as Gunnar Henderson's at the plate as the Birds look to win this series. Standings update as we sit here on Total Request Thursday. Toronto, 4.5 games on Boston. Yankees are 6 back. Detroit, which was once a 15-game lead, is now down to 6.5 over the Guardians. Out west, Houston back up by a game over Seattle. Texas, 7.5 out there. Angels have quietly kind of at least crept into some wild card stuff. Phillies are 5 up on the Mets in the east. Brewers giving away burgers and winners of 12 in a row. They're 7.5 up on the Cubs. And the Padres, 4th of July weekend, which was a little more than a month ago, Dodgers were 9 games up. Now the Padres have a game lead in the National League's Western Division. Wild card standings if the playoffs started today. Seattle, Boston, and New York are in. Cleveland's a game back. Texas, 3.5. KC, 4. Angels, 5. Tampa's, 5.5. And in the National League, Cubbies, Dodgers, Mets are in. Reds, game back. Cardinals, 4. Diamondbacks and Giants, both 5.5 off the pace. So still a lot of baseball left to be played. Orioles right now just trying to do some damage to other teams' playoff hopes, or at least their positions in the division and wild card standings. Let's get out to the phones, get a call in here. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, for Ted. 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to White Marsh. It's Cliff. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, I know you guys are pressed for time. Vinny, one for you. Ojabo and Isaacs. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago. I loved Isaacs' tape coming out. He finds the ball much better. They're different types of players. If he loses the job to Isaac, and he plays well, Ojabo, it's often said you never have enough pass rushers. Mm-hmm. And I know Van Noy's probably going to be his last year. If he plays well and still gets cut, that's going to be hard to stomach, because I honestly think it takes a little while longer coming over those injuries to get it out of your mind psychologically. He passes the eyeball test, man. He can close on people, and he's powerful. I do not want to. I know Isaac's the better player, if you ask me. He's more versatile. But Vinny, sometimes it just takes with those types of injuries to get it out of your head that you can bend, you can do this, you can do that. I'm just saying, if he's playing well and they still cut him, it's going to be a tough situation.
I don't think, Cliff, I think that if he plays well and he looks good in these next two preseason games, they're going to keep six. I mean, you're going to keep your best 53. And then it could be a guy like Peoples probably goes to the practice squad, or maybe a Lowry, you know, doesn't make the team. He goes to the practice squad. You keep one less DB, something like that. But you're not going to cut, like you said, Cliff, if they're all doing well, you're not cutting a pass rusher that shows talent.
But is he playing that well where the decision is going to become that difficult? Because the Ravens rarely keep six pass rushers. I mean, is he making it that difficult now based on what we've seen so far? I mean, you're out there all the time.
My opinion, no. You know, and Bob, he had, I think, four plays on special teams, whereas Adisa Isaac is on the first kickoff team, first kick, you know. So I don't – he's got to show me – I want to see him at least flash what he was at Michigan. Just show me that. Just show me in a game where you're not just standing up and patty caking with the offensive tackle. You know, like if you watch Mike Green, he never stands up and he never patty cake. His feet are always moving. Whereas Ajabo, when he stands up, he's dancing with them, you know?
Now, something that we're going to be talking about as the season progresses, talk about pass rush and not giving them away. They still have to pay Adafe Owe. And is it guaranteed that he'll be a priority for them if he gets 10 and a half sacks this season? I mean, he had the bust out year last year. Win rate wasn't all that great, but he had double digit sacks. That's where you get paid. I mean, if he duplicates this, are the Ravens in a position where they, you know, have to extend him?
I would say this, Bob. If Green has eight sacks or more,
yeah,
and Travis Jones has five, you know, and you got to decide, am I paying Owe or Travis Jones? I would probably pay Travis Jones before Owe because Mike Green, you know, is up and comer, you know, and then we'll see because Robinson will be there and Adisa Isaac could be there and, you know, so I just don't think that Owe is the type of guy that, you know, when you line up, you say, got to stop that guy. I just don't feel that. I don't see him being Watt, Hendrickson, Garrett. I don't feel that when I see him.
And Mike Green could project to be that guy.
Yes.
So a lot of excitement for Mike Green, and we can't wait to see the games get underway. Regular season starts September 7th against the Buffalo Bills. Cowboys coming up Saturday, preseason game number two. When we return, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Start giving you some advice, Mike will, about putting together a winning fantasy football team, and then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, then Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. They're on the road. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Weeks away from the start of the 2025 NFL regular season, and here to talk about it from a real and fantasy perspective from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Longtime friend and colleague, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Gentlemen, what's good? This week two of the fun and exciting NFL preseason schedule. No games today. What the hell happened? They take away my Thursday games.
Yeah. Well, they're coming at you on Monday, so get ready for all of that. But, Mike, let's talk about some of these year two quarterbacks. And we know Daniels and the great things that he did, and Bo Nix helping Denver get to the postseason. But a couple of other guys, and we'll save you the Caleb Williams here in a couple of seconds. But Michael Penix in Atlanta, he took the starting job away from Kirk Cousins, or maybe Cousins lost it, whatever the circumstances were. And now J.J. McCarthy with the Minnesota Vikings, certainly minus Addison for the first couple of games, and then maybe we'll see Justin Jefferson. Of those two second-year guys, who do you have high hopes for from a real perspective, leading their team to wins, and from a fantasy perspective, just stuffing the old stat sheet there?
I think they take different paths. You know, Penix, the opportunity is certainly there for Atlanta to take a step forward in the division as long as he stays out of fights. How dopey is that?
Yeah, right.
getting into scrapes in the preseason. I wonder if behind the scenes, if you didn't have Kirk Cousins as a puppet master, I want my job back. Go get in a fight with this guy. Keep chirping and it'll pop. But all of that to say, you know, McCarthy, from a fantasy standpoint, yeah, you miss Addison for a couple of weeks, but you got Hockenson, you got Jefferson, you got Aaron Jones out of the backfield. You got an opportunity for him for fantasy purposes to make some hay, certainly there. But, yeah, Penix from a wins and losses, it's a curiosity, right? How much can you actually count on Kyle Pitts to really take that step forward? He's shown flashes, but everybody keeps expecting that huge leap. I don't know that I necessarily see that, but with Bijan Robinson in the backfield, and you look at the rest of that receiving core that he's got there with a pretty good defense, that perhaps they can steal some wins in a division that has an opportunity to go and get claim a few steps forward.
All right, a couple more second-year guys, wide receivers in particular, which leads to quarterback play for both of them. Marvin Harrison Jr., who was this can't-miss guy coming out of Ohio State and Arizona, and I guess Mike, based on expectations, had a disappointing rookie season. And your boy Roma Dunsack with the Bears, all contingent on the miracle worker, Ben Johnson, doing things with Caleb Williams. So of the two first round top 10 picks from last year, wide receiver, who do you have higher hopes for, real and fantasy?
Real and fantasy, I'll go Harrison Jr. Now, obviously, a lot has been made of that Kyler Murray interception week one of the preseason. What's he doing? Well, he was pretty efficient the rest of the way. And in the end, I don't think the preseason stats are going to count. But looking at what Arizona did just as a team with the defensive draft picks and everything going on, some injury questions when you look at Matthew Stafford and what the division offers, that perhaps, you know, the defense rising up based on what they did in the draft and in the offseason, that you get better balance for Arizona, which leads to more red zone opportunities for Kyler Murray, for Marvin Harrison Jr. to step forward. You know, you have all sorts of questions, you know, for that squad as a whole as to what Gannon and everybody are working to. But I'll take the shot there with the Dunze. If Ben Johnson's offense does click, and you guys can go back and listen to the podcast of what we did last week for the 9-minute rant on on Caleb Williams, the coverage that we've seen thus far, which is just deplorable, I think, in a lot of ways. But when you look at it, if they do the offense properly, that means they're spreading the ball around. So Adunze will get some numbers, but it won't be overwhelmingly skewed to one guy.
Now, Mike, speaking of Caleb Williams and your Bears, now a friend of mine who sees a lot of the Bears and understands a lot of what's going on with the Bears, saying that they're very frustrated with Caleb Williams and he doesn't read coverage very well at all. You know, like, a lot of the breakdowns are his fault. A lot of the sacks are his fault because he wants to leave the pocket soon as progression number one is done.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it goes back to, had he learned that at USC? No. Did he learn that under the clown show that they had running the ship last year? No. I mean, you're basically saying, hey, here you were in kindergarten. Now let's give you your PhD work with Ben Johnson. Like, it's not going to happen that fast. We go back to last year. It took 68 sacks, something we talked about a lot. Like, if you go into the pie chart, how much of it was the offensive line? And they were not a good offensive line, but how much was trying to do too much and do the scramble and fire drill stuff and bailing out of situations instead of standing in the pocket? Very, very basic stuff. Yeah, I agree. And so looking at last year, I don't know what it's going to be this year. You know, Tyson Bagent getting all the rave reviews, Ben Johnson talking to that. So it becomes a nice sound bite. And for folks that were looking for Caleb Williams to fail, they've certainly given you a lot of ammunition for that. I'll take the under as far as the wins, 8.5. But I don't think it'll be as dire necessarily as it's being put out to. But certainly growing pains along the way.
Hey, Mike, what do you think Washington and Dallas, what are they doing with McLaren and Parsons? And you could throw the Bengals in there too with Hendrickson.
Well, I think some of it is the pushback. You've got an NFLPA that's in a bit of turmoil right now. So, you know, the strength of the union certainly isn't there to back guys. So I think for the owners, both in terms of what they're saying and in terms of paying the money, they're forcing the issue. And look, I'm a big believer in the general rule of, if I don't have to pay you, why should I? Right? If you still have a year left on the deal, or look what's going on with Cam Hayward over there in Pittsburgh. He signed a two-year deal. If you outperformed last year, guess what? You still have year two. Play it out and then go back to Barrett. He was a guy that was complaining Aaron Rodgers wouldn't make a decision. I think Aaron Rodgers should do the same thing, saying, hey, get your ass to camp. But with all these guys, it's the same thing. You outperformed. Like Terry McLaurin last year finally found the red zone. Okay, cool. The rest of the stats were pretty similar to what he'd been putting up for years. I don't see, you know, and you beat up on a bunch of also-rans. Like, that cannot be denied. In terms of what they did. So going and saying, hey, I need more money, it's great in theory, but I don't blame the owners for playing hardball to a degree. you know, Mike Brown doing it with Cincinnati. Like, Joe Burrow, you want to go restructure and free up some cash, go ahead and do it. I don't see him running through. By the way, you see that Shamar Stewart hitting him in practice? I'm sure that went over really well. So you got a whole lot of things that you need to fix there. But, you know, for all of these guys, you know, it's, you still have a year left on the deal. And if the owner wants to play hardball and say, hey, wait until, you know, it's your turn and you're next at the table, then great. The other thing is, you know, the PA agreed to the franchise tags. You really want to play it to the 11th hour. That's always in the back pocket of these guys if they really want to go down that road.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your Plex as the podcast. Mike, as we're weeks away from the start of the NFL season, what's happening on all of your many media outlets here?
Well, getting back to it with the fantasy podcast, the I Want Your Plex. So there's some clips out there, some teaser trailers. So more of the rankings and that fun coming up. Obviously, more visits with y'all. I can't wait for the season to start in earnest and get there and then get out to Baltimore at the end of October when the Bears come to town. So we'll have to come up with some kind of event to create some chaos.
Oh, hell yeah. I will be at the Horseshoe Casino before the game and then at a tailgate lot, and I'll keep you abreast of that particular afternoon.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. No, absolutely. So we'll figure all that out. But, you know, all of it, we're back, Smith and I, 4 hours a night screaming at each other and watching the wind blow. And certainly, you know, for football purposes, that's great. Right now, we've got the meltdown with the Dodgers now being caught by the Padres. So we're doing all the temperature checks on our friends and colleagues there. It makes for good theater, no question. Oh, and Smith's Mets sucking of late has helped as well.
By the way, Nolan broke out a Bronny James question earlier, which kind of floored me a little bit. But we got plenty of time to get into all of that. Mike Harmon, have a great rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace and love, boys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
There's old Mike Harmon, everyone. We'll come back, take a trip through the punt house, get you up to date on the Orioles and Mariners series finale. Birds trying to win a series, it seems, for the first time in forever.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles Mariners, scoreless, bottom of the third. Sagano, sat some ducks on the pond, but he's pitched himself out of potential trouble there. Is what it is. Inside Access is in Bowie today. So they'll be live from the home of the Chesapeake Bay Sox, right? So get on out there and check out a game and certainly keep it tuned to the Fan. They'll keep you up to date on the rest of this Orioles ball game. Looking to win the series again. Hey, Carlson just walked against the M. So that's good news. What else we got going on here? Tomorrow, Ripping It with Ryan from noon to 2. And then a couple of weeks, we're going to start, you know, breaking down college football. And Mike Loxley gave a status report, kind of, on the team. Apparently, the D-line's not looking half bad. O-line? Making the D-line not look half bad, apparently, is what's going on out at, at College Park. Quarterback situation still a little iffy for Mike Loxley, but it is what it is. Now, Nolan, we've been asking since 11 o'clock for the people to pick a band for tomorrow. So who we jamming to tomorrow, starting around 10:15 or so?
Yeah, the featured artist tomorrow is going to be 38 Special.
So hold on loosely, everybody. It's coming your way. What else we got to get into here, Nolan?
Well, I mean, I keep an eye on Sagano here. I mean, look, because we kind of fell off with him for a while there, you know, right before the deadline, everyone was so down on him, and then he ultimately didn't get traded. So it felt like everyone just kind of dismissed him and didn't really look at him in terms of plans for next year. And I'm not telling you he's a world beater, but when we keep harping on the need to build pitching depth here, I'm thinking about what his potential market could be when he hits free agency. And if he's able to finish strong here, a potential consideration to bring back, depends what kind of deal he's looking for, but could be another one of those guys that on the cheap, again, similar deal to what he got this year. But again, it depends what he's looking for. I mean, how much longer does he even want to play baseball?
Well, we had Rich Dubroff on a couple of weeks ago after the trade deadline, and he said the market for Sagano was no market.
Yeah.
Because he thought he could have been moved, but obviously he didn't, and he's still here. And, you know, if he does well down the stretch,
little back end piece, maybe.
Right.
Right. I mean, player, look, right price kind of thing.
We fell off of him. I say that, and it was for good reason.
Because he sucked.
Well, it was to his credit.
Yeah.
For the first 2 months of the season, I mean, he was arguably the best pitcher on the staff and extremely consistent in that time. So when he took that step back, you know, everyone immediately said, okay, you know, is he able to keep up with the MLB schedule? Is he able to handle the transition? I mean, I would have thought that those warning signs would have showed themselves earlier, but nonetheless, I mean, last time out against the A's, he was great. Wasn't half bad against the Cubs. If he holds a really good Seattle lineup in check today, I don't know. I mean, I think when we get to the end of the year, his stat line might look not half bad. Yeah. I mean, could be looking at pushing 140 innings pitched and an ERA around 4. I mean, again, that's a type of back-end guy that the Orioles should be targeting.
But at the very least, a guy that looks like he belongs in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe he has an affinity for the Charm City. I don't know. But Mike Elias, he makes those decisions. And, you know, he brought him in the first place. Want to take a victory lap? We'll see how the rest of the year plays out. Are we ready to go to the Funhouse before Inside Access?
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Speaking of pitching needs, Texter here says a quick look at the 2026 free agents. And man, this group of attractive pitchers is pretty thin. Even more thin when you take a look at the outfield options that are available. I guess some more names become available with opt-outs. I'm not convinced that Elias can land multiple arms, though. Heck, even one might be asking too much out of him unless he goes the typical over-the-hill route, Verlander, Scherzer available again.
Man, come on, man. Now we're talking like dudes who were pitching in the 80s, basically. Yeah. But Michael King, no. San Diego, 31. Dylan Cease. Oh, who knows? He's going to have to trade for one, too. Let's find this year's... not saying it will be, but this year's Garrett Crochet. It's got to exist somewhere. I'm telling you, maybe Seattle could unload Gilbert or Kirby. Who knows? Miller.
But what do the Orioles have that they need?
Well,
I mean, they just
how
overhauled.
How about this scenario? I know we're pressed for time. Mountcastle goes nuts with the power. Hit a home run yesterday.
Right.
Mayo shows he's still a rising prospect. Keep mounting, trade Mayo in a package deal for controllable pitcher like a Logan Gilbert.
I'd want Mayo.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Keep Mountcastle, trade Mayo.
Well, I think then the name you're not mentioning there that I'd also be contingent on, less so Mountcastle, is Basayo. If Basayo shows himself to be that guy, because Mountcastle, I mean, he's not getting a long-term deal here. I mean, best case scenario for him, even if he has a great finish here and a strong year next year, I don't see them giving him a long-term deal.
But would you sacrifice Mayo insert Magic Bean
if I was comfortable guy? If I was comfortable with Basayo as my first baseman.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll find out in the next couple of, in tomorrow, the day in which free agent or rookie status remains such through next year. Beavers will be in Houston. Where's Basayo coming up? Somebody send Mike Elias a calendar.
I hope he's there.
Let's
in Houston.
Let's get this thing rolling.
I hope. We'll see. Jonathan here, speaking of Elias, he's an Elias supporter. Says Mike Elias is still the guy for us. As they say, you got to dance with the one who brung you. Not sure if that's exactly the phrase. Says, for that matter, Brandon Hyde should also still be the skipper as well.
Yeah, they should have been a package deal, head, toes, knees and toes, whatever. Until death do them part. Baseball death, I mean, last place. Hyder got sacrificed. Now Elias gets the task of hiring a new manager. But if he has a crap off season, what if he gets Cundiffed? And then the new manager's there twisting in the wind with insert new GM.
And one last one on the Ravens. Texter says, how much will the canceled joint practice impact the way the Ravens manage their reps against the Cowboys? Will it even impact it at all?
No. None. And none at all. Because, Harb's not risking any of those starters for that Cowboys game. Or the Washington game.
That's going to do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Don't forget, at noon, Ripping It with Ryan Ripken, that is. Inside Access coming up next live from Bowie. followed by Infinity Sports Network. I don't know. I mean, we'll figure it out together. Just keep it tuned to the fan at 6 o'clock for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.